Look deep into my eyes. It's time for SVU!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hello and welcome to the SVU After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzz TV, hit subscribe. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud and places where you can subscribe. I'm Yael Teagle, my dancing co-host today, DJ Jesse.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, Poe.
You know, last night was the first time in a long time that I sat through the entire intro, and I was like, God, I miss this song so much.
The intro is like part of the reason why I watch the show.
I watch the entire intro
every single time. And me and my roommate have a dance to it. That's why I perform it here.
I love it.
Because every time literally SVU is the only show he leaves on. And just, even when he's not home, it's just, you just hear Mariska's voice in the back at all times. Eric, you always just dun 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 dun. And it just,
so good.
It's one of those songs that you just hear and you just,
you gotta move.
Yeah, you know.
It's like Beyonce. I'm sure no one's made that comparison.
Ever.
We're talking Law & Order SVU, Season 18, Episode 18, Spellbound. So we got corrected last week. We were wondering about Barba, where he was. And the episodes apparently are airing out of order. Therefore, last week he was missing because he was on suspension, which made a lot of sense. Because when we came back from break, we were like, how is the suspension over?
Yeah.
So why
are they doing that?
I assume it's out of order because...
Just the Trump thing?
Yeah, I assume that's why. That's it. That's my assumption.
Okay.
Cool. So before we jump into it, do you have the hotline or should I pull it up?
Got it right here.
So for people who may need it, if you were assaulted or think you may have been assaulted or need someone to talk to, we have a hotline for you.
Boom. It's the National Sex Assault Hotline. It's 1-800-656-4673. Or you could type in rape and abuse hotline on Google, and there's an online chat if you don't feel like doing it over the phone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, before we jump into this episode, I would like to remind everyone, this is your content warning. Sometimes we make inappropriate jokes.
All the time.
Hilarious, inappropriate jokes.
Funny.
They're really good. But we'd like to warn you before it happens, because that will happen. So if you can't handle it, which is fair, and we don't shame you for that.
We empathize with that.
Yeah, but this show isn't for you. Great. The story this week, we have our victim, Abby. We have our guy, Declan Trask.
Yep.
Were you going to say Tony Robbins?
Sure was.
Let's talk about this. TR. So the episode starts with this story is not based on a real person or event.
Because it is.
Which tells you that they went, what if this guy did this? So,
which I love.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I actually support more episodes like this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few names that I want to drop in the hat.
I really like when they rip from the headlines, which is funny because I'm pretty sure I complain when they do it too much. I'm pretty sure if you go back to the beginning of this season, me going, well, every episode is ripped from the headlines.
I love it. I genuinely, like, to me, it just, because it's campy. It's fun. It's like watching a Lifetime movie.
But before we jump in, I want to say that Tony Robbins has not assaulted anybody.
Ever. No. I mean, that we know of.
Yeah, there's no allegations or anything. So
all fun and games.
Yeah, this clearly isn't directly about Tony Robbins. And if you don't know who that is, there's a great documentary on Netflix called Not My Guru.
I did that.
It's
The
what?
Fire. Like, did how they show that?
Mm-hmm.
Did it. Was there.
So in this episode, we meet Declan Trask, our healer. That's what they call him. I was like, not guru. What's the word? Healer.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was giving out the tea with the drugs in it at the beginning, I thought he was going to like light the coals. I thought like it was clear. It was going to be like this is clearly a Tony Robbins thing, but it wasn't. It was drug tea.
Which I don't know. I would be drinking that.
I really like the idea that he has made his religion thing, his organization is a religion, and therefore he is legally allowed to give drugs.
It's a cult.
Yes, but he's legally allowed to give drugs, and I think that's so cool.
Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
Or is that an SVU?
That might be an SVU thing. I want someone to look that up. Well, actually, because I know for a fact that Judaism is allowed to give alcohol to underage.
Yeah, I mean, not even that, because I mean, in my church, they give actual wine to everybody.
Right.
And drink it.
Yeah, we have wine at all our holidays. It's like part of the ceremony.
In the yeah. Oh, okay.
So maybe this, I mean, it is extreme that like his was like hallucinogenic. Anyway, I love, you're looking it up.
I'm going to see.
That's so good. I love that throughout the episode, the police, every time they talk to someone, they were like, we don't care about the drugs. I love that. It tells you how far we've gone.
Doesn't matter that you're putting these people under all the, it doesn't matter.
This, we've gone from when the show started in 1999, where they'd go, we found marijuana in your pocket. We're taking you in. Now they're like, we're going to just ask you some questions. We don't care that you took hallucinogens. What did you find? You're so intense.
I mean, they're basically kind of saying like it's kind of overlooked with certain things.
Mm, awesome.
Especially within Mormons.
And... Mm. Wait, what kind of drugs can Mormons do? They're allowed to even have caffeine. I have questions.
I'll keep continuing.
Okay. So we meet Declan Trask, who's kind of creepy. We meet Abby, who's kind of, not to victim blame, but she's a weak woman.
Oh my God.
Not like weak like he overpowered her. Weak like boring.
Like, spice it up, girl.
Yeah. Which explains
but that's why she went to.
Yeah. And then she chose not to have the tea, which I'm glad she didn't, because then he would have raped her. Clearly, because everyone was like, he was all into her. He kept following her around. He wanted to have sex with her. We got it. And then we meet the previous victim, and we see her video where she says word for word the same thing. What I wanted when they were in the courtroom, I was thinking about it and how, like, you prove that somebody is hypnotizing is you hypnotize the judge. Like, that's the only way to do it. You know what I mean? They can't bring in a person to hypnotize to prove to the jury
like the
that
judge
they can
would
do
have
it.
To feel it, have experienced
yeah.
it.
So, like, they have to. I wanted them to bring in a hypnotherapist to hypnotize the judge as proof to the jury that it's possible.
That's a little too deep for the show, but I love it.
But that's what
I'm
want.
Here with it. I'm on the roller coaster with you.
Thank you. But they didn't do that. They went the other way. Before we get into that, Jack, his friend, who like taught him the hypnosis and then later wore the wire. First of all, this is like the fifth time this season that we've had a guy wear a wire to trick the mm-hmm. guy into confessing.
So you weren't here for this
no.
time
I'm
around.
I'm so over it this season. It's like the writers went, what can we do to fill time? Because it wasn't even, that's the worst part, is that Jack wasn't even in the courtroom. We didn't see him testify. We didn't hear the audio from that. It was a pointless ploy to have him wear the wire and talk to Declan. If we're not going
to
use it later,
I think
don't
they just
use it at
to
all.
Irritate you. They were like, we see that SVU after show.
That let's girl hates
let's
this.
Throw this one in there for no reason, this scene. See what they complain about. I'm just kidding.
I really like that you think they sit there and go, well, these people are annoying. Let's mess with them.
Dick Wolf knows. I've mentioned him many times on the carpet. I see you, Dick. I really don't. I'm just kidding. Love you guys in the chat room, though. The guru guy was cute.
Oh, Declan? He felt like a character from a previous episode, and I can't think of who it is, and it's going to bug me now.
Kendall's saying this. He didn't even really confess on the wire. Ashley Lyles is saying, I don't know why people just confess. Just lie. Ashley said, SVU isn't woke. Go ahead, girl.
No, but, like, his friend is, like, Jack was, like, I was hypnotizing this girl, and then I kissed her. Is that okay? Talk into my shirt. Like, girl, he's not stupid. You're not subtle. And we've done this so many times. As soon as I saw him sitting next to him in the diner, I went, he's wearing a wire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's stupid. Stupid.
Dick's busy with the Chicago shows right now.
Yeah, he's like,
SVU. They're still going to watch it.
And he's right.
Sure will.
Damn it.
Every week.
Damn it, Dick. So, anyway, we have the trial. Barbara was looking so good, although for some reason, here's my problem. Barbara was wearing a white shirt. It's like they heard you complaining. He was wearing just a white shirt with a patterned tie. And
yes.
Like, who is this Barbara?
He's channeling his real gay boy.
No, I like him with the pink pinstripes and the blue polka dots. I love that he mixes patterns.
That's college Barbara. This is real world Barbara. We need the white shirt, but then Barbara will be my man.
Barbara can't be your man. He's with Carisi.
No, he is not. And Lauren, now that I know Lauren's on my team for that.
I have the fans. The whole fandom.
Well, then bye, guys.
No! So anyway, he gets convicted. Shock, because he's a liar and he raped her. Yes?
Well, I'm laughing because Sarah Brock says, someday I will have to have time to watch the episode before the after show. That would be...
Girl, spoiler alert. What are you doing here?
I mean, I guess this is the only show that you could do that with. Because SVU, it's one of the only shows I can watch the same episode like three or four times. Like just within the week.
Only three or four times?
Well, like within the week that it aired.
Mm-hmm.
Without having to go back to another one. So it's kind of like, I feel you, girl.
It is the only show that if I can't sleep, if I'm sad, if I'm happy, if I'm hungry, if I'm grumpy, I will... put it on. Doesn't matter what emotion I have.
SVU gets the Hufflepuff. SVU gets their wires in bulk from Costco. That's actually really good. I like that one.
That's actually.
Did they have Jasmine saying? Did they have to give the perp the same name as Roland's baby daddy? Original.
Oh yeah, Declan Murphy. Interesting. My head was Trask. X-Men fans are excited about that. Trask, that's Peter Dinklage character. So the episode ends and she gets, spoiler for Sarah, the episode ends and he gets convicted.
Sorry.
And then we have this stupid scene at the end where Benson is telling Abby, like, you know, you should fight for him. But if he's not interested, he's not worth fighting for. What the hell does that mean? Either I fight for him or I don't. Shut your freaking mouth, Benson.
You know, she always has to be Mama Bear in some...
It was dumb.
I mean...
It was dumb. And then stupid Barbara with his, I hope it all works out for her. She was raped.
Barbara, that was not a very gay thing of you to say. That was not very thoughtful of you.
Well, that was the plot for this episode. I want to take a moment to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you to everyone who's live in the chat. We ask you to do a very simple thing. Go to iTunes, subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Rate and review. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. If you don't like us, you can give us 4 stars. But if you do that, I really expect you to write why. Because it hurts my feelings if you give us 4 stars.
Plus, we just want to add an extra segment where we can read the comments off iTunes.
Yeah.
And you guys are not doing that.
Yeah, write on iTunes, people.
Like, you know.
It's rude.
Because this week, you never know. I could have done the emojis.
Oh my God, I want to see that.
Now I can. Now we can't, because next week Lauren will be here. And she'll do it. Hopefully, if you guys pay attention.
People are terrible.
And follow the assignment. That's
we gave
expected
you
of you. Okay, guys.
I was really excited about this episode, because I really like the idea that... Sounds terrible.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
I like the idea that's where the story went, that this man hypnotized her to rape her, especially because there is this, like, this theory that you can't be forced to do anything you don't want to do. Like, people say when you're hypnotized, you can't do anything you wouldn't want to do. And I was
thinking...
That's
intriguing.
I was thinking about that during this episode, and I realized that he didn't force her... to do something she didn't want to do. He forced her to lay still. He kept whispering, you're a rag doll, so that she would be limp and not fight back. So she wasn't forced to do something she didn't want to do. She was forced
to be a rag doll,
to be frozen, to not move, which I think is different.
Yeah, agreed.
So my head was having an argument during this episode.
I mean, now I'm scared because, like, I was... told from a friend, I want to stop biting my fingernails. Mm-hmm. And so they recommended this hypnosis school where you can go in for free. The students, like, it's like the senior students, they do this hypnotherapy with you. And it's like you go for like 4 weeks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like really into it because my friend had done it. And she said, I mean, she did it for something a little more simpler, but she was like, you know, it really helped her like balance out and clear. And I was just like, thinking about this, and I'm like, I always get nervous. I don't know if you ever do that when you go to sleep at night and you listen. Have you ever listened to like a guided meditation?
So I had one, and I sat and played it all the way through first.
Yep.
Because I'm paranoid.
I did. It was a 3-hour one, and I went on like a walk, the gym, and because I was, I keep listening to them. Like, what are these really programming?
Yeah, what is in there
to us? Because it'd be like this old woman just talking for 3 hours, and I'm like, what are you saying though? Mm-hmm. That I'm gonna wake up like, because I want like 2 hours and 45 minutes into it, she's like, devil, kill, murder.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, what?
So for those who are listening to this after show, as they go to sleep, now's the time to get up. Murder. Now's the time. Kill baby Benson. Right? That's what we're trying to get people to do?
Screw Barbara.
Absolutely.
Blood shirts. Iron it out. Not that tie. Because the cast is listening to us and listens to these after shows when they sleep.
I really I really love that that's where this show went. They were like, what would be a crazy thing that not Tony Robbins would do?
Rape someone.
With hypnosis. Oh, man.
I mean,
yeah.
I love that they went there. Take me there.
This whole season has been great ideas, poorly executed.
Yes, poorly executed for sure.
Mm-hmm. This episode could have been so good, and it was okay.
Do you feel like it's a lot? I feel like we say that a lot with these episodes. Do you feel like it's because we've seen the show's just been on for so long, they kind of have their pockets? Or is it because maybe we need an hour and a half to really, like, they're putting too much, almost?
I think this season specifically has been very weak. I think that they have chosen really great ideas, and instead of going and giving us a twist, which we're used to and want to see, they're just giving us a straight story. And we're disappointed because we want a twist. And I said it last week, I blame the showrunner. I think this year we got a showrunner that I personally believe should leave the show at the end of the season and give us somebody better.
Who cares?
Who, like, will give us twists, who will give us interesting storylines, who will not drop the storylines that were established last season.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who wants to take risks with the show and not just, well, it's been on for 18 years. Who knows who's still watching? We are. And I'm watching it with an eagle eye.
And the whole chat room is too.
Yeah. What are they saying?
Well, no, they're still. Actually, I don't know. Hufflepuff. It's like, what? Look into my eyes. You want to rub my feet.
So good.
Sarah Brock, I listen while doing homework. Anne Marie, doesn't everyone have voices saying crazy things? Ashley D. Lyles, you are a strong woman.
This is great.
Hufflepuff said, then everyone saw Get Out and was like, no, thank you.
That's true. I've always wanted to do hypnosis. I just don't know that I trust I don't trust anyone enough to hypnotize me. And like, I don't enjoy when I see the like, the comedy shows that do hypnosis and make people make a fool of themselves.
Yeah, like, stand up!
Like, act like a chicken. I don't like that. It makes me uncomfortable because
that's what makes me think you can make me do anything when I'm in that state.
It's weird, and I also heard that you also have to, like, be open to being hypnotized. So if you're resisting it, you're not going to do it.
I feel like that's what would happen with me. Because I'm such a, like, aware person. Like, if I hear, like, a pin drop, I'm like, what's that? Like, I don't know if I would really be able to, because I'm horrible with meditation. Mm-hmm. Like,
it would take an hour to get me calm before I would allow you to start being like,
you'll be asking so many questions. Like, what's that for? Now, what are you doing this? Why are you? Oh, wait.
Do I have to keep my clothes on? Do you have to keep your clothes on? Are we both wearing shoes? What's happening?
Do you want it to make it easier and I'll just no? Okay.
Jesse, you know me so well.
Jasmine said she would have loved if Liv went undercover.
As what? Yeah. Oh, like to the meditation. Yeah. Oh, I would have loved it if one of the, if like Carisi, I love when Carisi goes under. Carisi would go would go to the thing and drink the drug tea. I want to see now Carisi hallucinate.
Actually, what's his name? Ice-T. That would have been funny if he had did that. I would be.
He knows what it's like, so he'd be like, oh, I got this.
Well, no, more so just like I would think he would be a loudmouth at the event, like, get out of here. It's like, you're a sergeant now. Like, calm down. Hopefully, because, you know, you didn't really do well on the test, apparently.
Well, no, he is. Last week he got it got announced.
But he's not going
he's not leaving the team. I don't know.
Like, is that a story? Like, that's what you're saying. Like, that's a story. Like, you're throwing that in there. Do we need to care about this at this point?
Right.
Do we still care about Carisi's, you know,
that
test? Like,
bar?
Do we care about that? Like, do we care that Liv might be an alcoholic? Like,
no, at this point she is no longer an alcoholic.
She's over that.
She got hypnosis.
She drank the Tony Robbins. I mean, the other one. Carisi tripping balls.
I want to see that.
Okay, that would actually be fun, kind of funny. Like, and then he's like behind the scenes, like climbing through air vents. Like,
I gotta get to Barba.
No.
Yes, I'm writing that fanfic.
Okay, I'll give you, if he's gonna come out, it would have to be in that way. Like, it's like a revelation. Like, he's shroomed, and it's like he like.
Yes. Oh, I would love. That's where this episode should have gone. Yeah. Whole different story.
He dropped the ball, and by ball, I'm not talking about an eight ball. Sorry, I don't know.
I
don't know.
I thought you were talking about Carisi's balls.
Those dropped a long time ago.
Did they? This episode was fun. I was trying to look up if it was based on something real, and it definitely wasn't. What is that face?
I feel like Benson and Dodds should be in a relationship.
Papa Dodds?
They could bond with the loss of something that affect both of them.
Oh, baby Dodds. So last...
And then they wrote, I'll leave now. And then she wrote, Liv is an alcoholic. What do you think about Benson and Dodds?
I think we talked about it in the episode, The Newsroom. Which is where it like kind of made it feel like that's where we were headed.
Absolutely.
First of all, I wanted to stop hooking up with people within the NYPD. It's a bad idea, right? We've learned that, right? With Tucker,
mm-hmm.
with, the ADA played by Harry Connick Jr., with, Cassidy, with, Bill Pullman was.
There's a lot going on here.
Bill Pullman was the reporter. Not he wasn't in the NYPD. But she's
like, if you can put a squad together.
Sorry. Okay. So she slept with a lot of people in the department, which I'm not judging her on because so did Rollins, and we support that. We don't slut shame here. We encourage. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I don't know about encourage.
I encourage.
All right.
So I just think that it never ends well, especially with her in such a place of authority that she can't be screwing Dodds.
I agree with that. Period. Like, I just think I would be interested in her meeting someone outside of this, but then I think that's too much of a storyline for this show. I think it would be interesting for them to try and explore that, but mm-hmm. I mean, from what we're seeing,
I want Cassidy back together, but Cassidy to no longer be a policeman.
He needs to
become a stay-at-home dad.
Oh.
I think that's where the show will end.
Really?
Yeah, prediction. That's where it's going to end.
Okay.
Is they'll be back together and he'll become a stay-at-home dad. Or she'll quit the police force and he'll still be working his way up from back in his blues because he keeps getting demoted.
I do feel like when it's over, it's going to be her leaving. I do. I feel like we've been watching this girl for so long.
18 seasons.
That it's like, if they'd left it with her still working, like, it's like, well, why is it over? Because we could still be watching what she's doing.
Mm.
Is she ever going to really go home and take care of that child?
I hope not. I really hope it ends with the kid being a sociopath. That's like my one goal on this show.
Oh my god, or getting abducted in like a sex ring or something.
Nah, no. That's boring. He can't be the victim. He has to be the perpetrator.
No, honestly, like we said, the kid from Weeds. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I see that. I actually really, they really could take this to a whole SVU, The Aftermath.
I'm telling you, that's where, if we get a new showrunner who wants to give twists, that's where it'll go.
He starts, like, killing kids in preschool and, like, kindergarten, yeah. And she has to go solve it, and it's like, there's no way it could be him.
It's not Noah.
Oh, it is. Noah's rocking the boat.
I was saying, I did a little research and was really hoping this was based on something that happened to Tony Robbins, and I was really hoping that, like, he was
really trying to find out if Tony Robbins was a perp or not.
I really wanted there to be like some accusation that they took and blew out of proportion. You know what I mean? But there wasn't. Although he could, yes.
What if Liv was gay?
So there was an episode with Kathy Griffin. The episode is called
I remember that.
Politically Correct, where they make a lot of stupid PC jokes. But that episode like confirmed that she is not, because they constantly talked about it. Yeah. Stabler even, she asked Stabler, did you ever get the gay vibe from me? And he was like, well, you haven't had a lot of luck with men. And then when she goes in to interrogate the perp, she like plays up that she's gay. Everyone has talked about it for 18 years, and I think we've confirmed that she is not. That said, if she was, it would be with Alex. Alex Cabot.
Hufflepuff wants Stabler to kill Noah. I mean, that there's an episode for you.
If we recall, Stabler is Catholic and really against any sort of... No?
Oh, Hufflepuff.
Like, silly you. He isn't even, like, pro-abortion or like, suicide because he's Catholic, so he would never kill...
But see, no one would even guess it was him.
It's true.
Yeah. Look at... Look, Nadiel's like...
I like it. He would do it to win Olivia's heart.
Yep. Because she can't love no one else but him. This is SVU the movie.
This is SVU the crazy talk. Yep. This is what Carisi is hallucinating when he's on the T.
Yes.
Any other delightful chat comments?
Jasmine says, I think Liv can't last in a relationship because she has always been in love with Stabler, so she wants someone like Stabler.
I don't know that she wants someone like Stabler. Stabler had an anger management issue.
Kelly's trying to really push this gay thing. She's like, she had a pride pin on. She supports.
She's an ally. She says it very clearly. Go back and watch the episode with Kathy Griffin. It's called Politically Correct. I want to say it was season 12. You're welcome.
Ashley said Stabler would save that baby so hard, then pray.
Yes, that's accurate. Well,
yeah, that's our chat right now.
Oh, SVU.
Sarah said this is why she listens to us before the episode.
I'm really sad that Tony Robbins never
saw it. But honestly, anyone. I think it would be funny to watch it and then go watch one of the episodes, because just to hear how we break it down and then to watch it and be like, what the fuck were they watching?
Yeah, we watch a different show, guys.
Sorry.
I think we might as well head into predictions.
You killed my son, but I love you. Y'all are on fire today in this chat.
Okay, so next week we have Casey Cott from Riverdale. Do you watch Riverdale? He's the gay son of the sheriff. Yeah, he is handsome.
Lovely to look at.
Yes.
I will be here next week.
But the best part is he has only been in Riverdale and now this episode of SVU.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Two big shows.
Huge. So he is part of a...
And you're not like a C character on SVU. Right,
you're
like
the lead. You're the perp. So he is part of a religious organization and they are having curative intercourse. They're going to screw the evil out of this girl. Benson says to Barbara, so assault is okay for religious reasons? What an interesting idea!
I mean, first we got religion and drugs, religion and sex, like, okay.
It's like they're really taking on the church this year.
It's like they're really, like, is Trump writing these episodes? Like, I'm just like, what's going on?
I'm excited about next week, but I was excited about this week, if you recall. I was super excited. Yeah,
I hope we don't go two deadbeats in a row.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a deadbeat. It just wasn't the best that it could have been. I think next week is going to feel like the episode that was inspired by the Duggars story, mm-hmm. Where the girl, the like 13-year-old, turned out to be pregnant, and then it turned out that it was... the church guy, not her parents or brothers, even though we thought it was the brother. So I think that this one's going to be similar in that, like, the church is trying to protect this church. There are quotes on that, because I don't think it's, like, an actual church. I think it's a specialty.
Well, I would assume that if they're raping people, the evil out of people, it's
not a real church.
I can say what I want on my side of the table.
I'm going to start... curing people with intercourse.
I mean, I know I cure people with mine, but I'm just saying. I don't call it Jesus. I call it Jesse. Jesse juice. Stable would be great in next week's episode because it's church-based.
Yeah, I don't think it's like Catholic church-based or like...
No,
I think it's like a...
Like, what's that guy that... Oh my God, they did a whole movie on them. It was like a family and they owned part of the town and like the police wouldn't even mess with them and they had like their own religion. Ah, oh. Josh, is that you in the booth? I feel like you just randomly be knowing things. It was an older movie. It's based off a true story and it's this family and like the head was this older man and they had this church. But like, and it's based off a true story where in this town, the police wouldn't even mess with them. Like, and they would know that like the family was killing people and doing certain things. But this family was so like would shoot whenever the cops would come anywhere near them.
What? Oh, I have no idea what you're talking
really?
About.
Really? Oh, that's it's a real thing. If anyone in the chat knows or you guys watching this, just leave a comment down below.
People in the chat, I want to know what this is. Yeah, no, I gotta see this.
We should do like, honestly, we should watch and then do an after series about it. It was really a good movie and I can't believe it was a real thing.
That's crazy. I really want to see that now. But I want to see it. Chat!
Sex usually make me feel closer to God. Hufflepuff, stop.
Regardless, I'm really excited for next week. I really like the idea of curative intercourse.
So wait, did you say that it's curative intercourse? Is it because that she's gay?
I don't think so. It didn't say what evil they were curing. So I assume I was like, oh, she's promiscuous, so they're screwing the sluttiness out of her.
Because that makes sense.
Girl, this whole thing doesn't make
sense. No, I know, that's what I'm saying. Like I can see it going there, like she's a whore. You wanna be a whore, I'm gonna screw the devil out of you. Like
yeah. Or it could be that she's gay, or it could be that she had impure thoughts or God knows what else. But they're going to cure her evil.
Everyone's really excited for next week.
Yeah, we were all excited for this week, too.
Yeah. I
mean, we're not allowed to get excited anymore. It's just disappointing.
Dick's over here watching these, and then he's changing things. They're racing it now. This is where they think it's going.
Is that how he writes it first by pencil, and then he makes something different? I like that.
That's exactly how it works.
Well, because he has to cross it out, and then I see it. I got you. If you're listening to us while going to sleep, let's give you some more messages, Jesse.
Touch me. Feel me.
Ask permission.
Kill Noah.
Kill Noah.
Suffocate him. Send me $1 million to account 5394.
Buy groceries. I got nothing.
Send me your EBT card. Just leave it in front of AfterBuzz and I'll know it's mine. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on the SVU After Show. Be careful with your hypnotists. I think it's scary.
I will be biting my fingers next week. Okay. Bye.
Jesse, where can people find you until then?
Until then, DJ Jesse J.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. Across all social media platforms. You guys can check out Black Hollywood Live as well. Reality Check every Sunday. And The Beat, if you guys want some new music, every Wednesday. Boop.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you for reminding me. Now I'll be promoting myself.
Yeah. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. Buy me things. I have an Amazon wish list. That's it. You just find me on social at Yael Teagle.
Send me your Visa card.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Dun, dun.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.